So now is the time for us to learn how to meditate, and for the our guests of the Sri Lankan netball team, how to learn to meditate so they can levitate and give themselves an advantage on the netball court. So if you close your eyes, and when your eyes are closed, only then can you have the awareness necessary to understand how your body is doing. With your eyes closed, you can be aware of the sensations in your body. And awareness of those sensations grows with the first few seconds of meditation. And as you become aware of how your body is feeling, if you need to adjust your posture the way you're sitting, please do so. The awareness of the body tells you how you're sitting, how you're feeling, and your kindness, your care, adjusts your posture accordingly. So make sure that if you're sitting on a chair, your feet are happily on the ground or on a stool or cushion, raised up if necessary. If you're on the ground, make sure your legs are properly crossed. They're not going to be causing you too much pain or discomfort later on. Whether you're on a cushion, a stool, or a chair, make sure your bottom is comfortable. It's amazing just how many times people wiggle when they're meditating. It's because they never got their bottom in a comfortable position to begin with. If ever any of you ever go to Asian countries and see those highly polished wooden floors in the Buddhist temples, you know where they come from. People meditating and fidgeting and polishing the floor with their bottom. That's where it comes from, highly polished wooden floors. We've got carpet, we don't want to wear it out, so please get into a comfortable position early on. Make sure your back feels good, your hands are nice. So it's the mindfulness, the awareness of the feelings in the body, gives you the sensitivity and the kindness to adjust the body accordingly. Never rush this beginning part of meditation. Not only are you learning to work with your body to get a comfortable position, but also you're developing the two very important qualities of mindfulness and compassion, which you're going to use throughout this period of meditation. And as you're aware of your body, learn to relax it, let it go. Don't hold it tight. Let go of fear, control. Just allow the body to be, to expand, to loosen up. You're learning how to relax. You can't relax the body. It's going to be very difficult to relax the mind. So relax the body first of all. Anything which is tight inside, loosen. Like these two beings pulling either end of your body. Now they let go, so your body can relax. It's not being stretched or squashed. It's coming to its natural, peaceful state. When the body is relaxed enough, just let it go. By which I mean, like parking your car, locking your car, you can walk away without worrying about it, knowing it's going to be safe. So leave the body alone now, like your parked car. Let's see if we can now attend and relax our mental world, the world of thoughts and emotions. And first of all, to relax the mental world, to let go of all past and all future. Whatever happened from a moment ago, earlier on, is not allowed in this meditation. Any plans, anxieties, hopes about the future, let that go too. For the benefit of those who've come here for the first time, you may try the shopping bag exercise. Imagine you're carrying two heavy shopping bags or suitcases. You've been carrying them a long time. So long that your arms hurt and your shoulders ache. Imagine that. Imagine looking at the shopping bag or the suitcase in your left hand. And on the outside are written the four letters, PAST, your past. Because in that bag or suitcase is all your memories, good and bad, from as long as you can remember. You've been carrying them for such a long time, it makes your arms and shoulders hurt. The shopping bag in your right hand also has some letters on the outside, FUTURE, your future. In that bag is all your hopes and plans and fears, and your dreams too. You've been carrying that bag for such a long time, your right arm and shoulder hurts too. Those two bags represent your past and your future, which you carry far too long. Focusing on the bag in your left hand, the past. You feel its weight. Can you imagine your back bending to the left as you lower the shopping bag or the suitcase representing your past to the floor? When it meets the ground, the weight disappears. You move your hand away from the handle. Straighten your back so your left arm is hanging loosely by the side. You've let go of your past. It's in the shopping bag on the floor, waiting for later. But now you're not holding it. You put it down so your left arm can rest and recuperate. And then you imagine the shopping bag or the suitcase in your right hand, the future. How heavy that is. How burdensome it is to keep worrying and planning and being anxious about the future. Now you imagine lowering that to the ground. When it meets the ground, the weight disappears. Uncurl your fingers from the handle. Move your right arm up. Until your right arm can also hang loosely by your side. Resting and recuperating. You've let go of your future. The little exercise helps let go of the real past, the real future. And you look down at those two bags. You're standing right in between them, in this beautiful place between the past and the future, called now. The present moment, the place where life is actually happening. Don't pick up those bags till the end. You're in the present, in the now. No past, no future, away from it all, at peace with the present. This is the only place you'll ever find any peace, between the past and the future, in the place we call now. And be kind to this present moment. Be a friend to whatever's happening now. Then you find the present moment will stay with you. You just relax with the present. What are you experiencing right now? Always come back to the present moment. If you're interested in it, if you give it value, if you're kind to it, then you won't wander off. Get to know this moment. Be curious. Be friendly. Smile at this moment, and the moment smiles back at you. pleasure in the present moment, see if you can stop the internal commentary. There's no need to talk inside your head. No need to give things a name. Instead, listen to the spaces between the words. There, you know how to be aware and silent. Give silence value. It's important. Then it will stay. You want to start watching your breathing. Just know the breath as it comes in. Know the breath as it goes out. As you breathe in, you might say, breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathe in peace. Out, let go. Allowing the breath to relax your whole body and mind. In peace. Out. Let go. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What is it like inside at the end of this meditation period? How do you feel? How much peace, relaxation, stillness have you got inside? This is the result of 30 minutes meditation. Enjoy it, learn from it, then you become a very skilled meditator. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen, as usual, to every ringing of the gong. When the last ringing vanishes, then come out from your meditation at the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong. So, I'd like to get yourselves comfortable again. Those enlightened can go home now. Those still yet to become enlightened, you better stick around. Mm-hmm.